Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello, dolls. This is your girl, Kat, and welcome to Let's Talk About It. So last week we talked about a lot of things. We talked about it's a new year. It's time for a new you. We talked about resolving to not make resolutions. Let's make goals. We talked about short-term goals. We talked about long-term goals. But most importantly, we talked about it's your life. It's time to live it. Set your own dreams. So tonight, we're going to talk about letting go. So I want you to picture your life as a cruise ship. You have so many different activities that are on board. You have people that you want to hang out with. You have people that you'll never hang out with. You have a lot of people that are coming and going and doing and having fun. What kind of fun is a cruise if you're staring over the back of the ship at where you've been? Look at everything else that you're missing out on. You're missing out on the great clubs. You're missing out on activities. You're missing out on dates. You're missing out on sights, on sounds, on adventures, of meeting some really fantastic people. Bottom line is you're missing out on your life because you're stuck in your past. Why are you looking backwards? Nothing that's been there, nothing that's in the past is ever going to change. We don't get to redo it. You can't turn back the hands of time and relive your life all over with the knowledge that you have now. Can you imagine if we could do that? There's a whole lot of things that would be different. And if we could do that, would we really be better people? I'll have to think about that one and come back to it later. But bottom line is, why would you want to take the lessons of what you've learned in the past and simply move forward, make better choices, take more risks, laugh more, love more, most importantly, live more? Everything that has happened in the past, it happened, it's done, it's over. And that's really what the past is, over. But we listen to people say, but this person hurt me. That person rejected me. That person really did me wrong. We're not taking that away from you, and I'm not disclaiming that at all. What I'm saying is, yes, they did. But you don't have to allow them to continue to hurt you by reliving that moment, by reexamining that pain. You let it go, and you keep moving forward. They hurt you. So instead of wallowing in the sorrow and the pity of what happened, be grateful that that moment no longer exists. Be grateful that you've grown in a way that you would never allow them to do that again. Because every time you think about it, every time you rehash it, I don't care if it happened 5 seconds ago or if it happened 5 years ago, every time you give it a thought, you're giving it life. Stop giving it life. Stop giving that person that power over you. They're not worth it. You're so much better than that. Stop thinking, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to show my ex what he's missing out on. Girl, stop. Sit down. Don't worry about what he's missing out on. Ask yourself if you're missing him, because that's really what it comes down to. And if you are missing him, stop it. He's an ex for a reason. If he couldn't get it right the first time, what makes you think he could get it right this time? And more importantly, what makes you think he wants to? See, what we fail to understand as women, you were dating a grown man. He makes decisions based upon his wants, his needs, and his desires. If that man rejected you, he did not want you, he did not need you, he did not desire you, and there's not a thing you can do to change that. You can't differently and make him want you. You can't act differently and make him want you. You can't say some magic word and make him change his opinion of you. Move forward. What I want you to do is picture yourself on that cruise ship and all of those hurts as baggage. Now, not the baggage that has your good clothes in it, not the baggage that has your good shoes in it, and hair products and things like that. We're talking garbage bags, right? Every time you think about what somebody did to you, this person hurt you, this person spoke badly to you, this person treated you badly, this person cheated you or somebody cheated on you, take that garbage bag and throw it overboard. And think about, you're not going that way ever again. That ship is going in one direction, and it's forward into your future. Throw your bags overboard. Leave that garbage behind. I don't know what I have to do to tell you to get you to understand. Leave it behind. If it was a love interest that hurt you, throw that bag overboard. If it was a family member that hurt you or rejected you, throw that bag overboard. I talk to so many people who a whole lot of their baggage comes from their childhood, comes from being rejected by those who were supposed to love us the most, being rejected by those who were supposed to take care of us, to nurture us, to help us grow. Leave it behind. Going back and telling somebody what they did, how they hurt you, or how they made you feel, they knew it then. They knew what they were doing at the time that they were doing it. So bringing it to them now and telling them doesn't change anything. It doesn't change how you felt then. It doesn't change how you feel when you think about it now. See, we have to understand and accept the fact that they didn't care. Think about it like this. If that person willfully hurt a child, if that person willfully rejected a child, if that person damaged the sense of self that that child had, damaged a child's worth, what makes you think that they would care about what they do to an adult? We have to change our perspective in order to save ourselves. So understand, they didn't care then, and they are not going to care now. We have to really protect ourselves. We have to protect our feelings. There are going to be things that will make you think about different situations, different people that really weren't positive in your life. But what we have to do is, the moment that thought enters our mind, we have to change it. You can do it. It's easy. Change it. Think about something else. And the more you keep thinking about something else, I'm not going to think about this, I'm going to think about something else, then what happens is that thought comes to mind less and less and less. And the less it comes to mind, the more power you have over it. So start thinking about the positive things, the happy things. Think about being on that cruise ship. And when you get the urge to look behind at where you've been, where that ship has traveled from, think about the party going on the upper deck. When you start thinking about that person that hurt you, think about the captain's dinner that has a chair waiting for you. When you start thinking about the person that rejected you, think about the activity that you can be doing right now, the group of people that want to embrace you. So what I'm telling you is to replace your negative thoughts with positive ones. It's up to you. You have to make that choice. Every time you think about something that hurt you in the past, every time you, especially when you talk about it, you're giving it life. You're putting those paddles on it, and you're hitting the button to shock it back into life, to recharge it. Is that what you want to do? Because every time you do that, you're taking your attention away from something really fantastic. Focus on the positive. Focus on the new. Focus on the fantastic. And sometimes we don't have to go back looking for our past. Sometimes our past comes to us. Sometimes other people bring our past to us. I had a very negative, very bad marriage, one that I would really rather leave in the past. And I don't go that direction. I don't think about it. I don't think about the person. I think about the lessons that I've learned from it. I think about who I am now. But for whatever reason, some of my family members keep bringing that person around, bringing, you know, they're holding on to him, and they keep bringing him around or bringing him up or, you know, bringing up things that happened during that time of my life, even though I repeatedly say, this is not something I care to talk about. This is not something I care to think about. It's not something I want to be around. But they keep bringing it up. When that happens, then I have to make the choice of, and I have been very vocal and say, this is not positive for me. If you want to maintain a relationship with this person, that's fine. That's your choice. But don't bring it around me. And if you continue to bring it around me, then I'm going to have to not be around you. You have to hold people accountable for what they are doing in the present. You have to hold people accountable for things that can affect your karma, can affect your spirit, can affect your future. If they're not bringing you anything positive, step away. If they're trying to take you back down memory lane, step away. You have the power to put the brakes on and say, nope, we are not going to talk about this. We're not going to go down this road. We're not going to do this. You're not going to bring certain people around me. It's up to you to protect your mindset. It's up to you to protect your thoughts. So you have to protect it for yourself as well as protecting it from others. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Another thing that we find that happens is you have people from your past that come because they want you to see what you're missing out on. They want you to see what you could have had. No, well, you know exactly what it is that you had. That's why you don't have it anymore, right? You have to stop those in their tracks as well. We don't need to go down memory lane. If they're stuck in the past, that's okay. Let them swim in that ocean alone. You keep on your luxury cruise liner. So make the choice. Make the decision. It's yours, and it's only yours to make. It's not for someone else to dictate to you what you should think about. It's not for someone else to dictate to you how you should feel. It's yours. You have the power to turn it around. You have the power to choose your direction. You have the power to plot your course. So, which road are you going to take? Are you going to take the road that's just a dead end circles? Keep going around, been there, done that, have seen it all? Or are you going to move forward? Are you going to take the road less traveled? Are you going to see what life has to offer? Enjoy yourself. But most importantly, to get there, you got to let go of the past. You're not who you were back then. You're a better version of you today. And you'll be an even better version tomorrow. But you can't be much of anything if you're carrying around stinky, smelly garbage bags. To think about, if you had garbage bags in your home, you didn't put them outside, right? You didn't take them out to the trash man to pick up and have him carry them away. Eventually, that stuff starts to stink. Why are you letting stink into your life? Think about it. Why are you welcoming stink into your life? It's up to you. You have to let it go. You have to change it. You have to move forward from it. You have to let it go. But it's all up to you. Start with your thought process. Start with, you know what? I'm not going back there anymore. Tell yourself that. Remind yourself every time those negative thoughts try to come into your head, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going back there anymore. That guy that only texts you once a month, once every couple of months, once a 6 months, why don't you delete his number? Matter of fact, just put him on block. Same thing with that guy that you guys tried to get together. Nothing ever really became of it. Maybe you hooked up, maybe you didn't. I don't know. For a while, and every now and then, he just wants to, hey, how are you? Boo, let that go. Put him on block, too. You don't need that. You don't need hangers on. You don't need reminders of the past. Let it go. I'm moving forward. When he's, hey, I was thinking about you. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Let it go. He's not interested. He got bored and he's going through his contact list. Stop letting people from your past reach out and touch you. Go. All those people in your life that told you, you don't let go of people, you don't throw away friends. You're not throwing away anyone. They ran away from you. Let them go. It's not in your best interest to hold on. Let them go. So what do you think? I know this all sounds like, what? Let them go. I mean, oh my gosh. Girl, stop it. You're better than that. I might sound down right now, but trust me, I'm not. I'm just tired. But what I'm telling you is real. What I'm telling you will change your life and in a positive way. What I'm telling you will help you get to the goals that you want to get to. When you're looking back on your past, when you keep letting in people from your past, pains from your past, reminders of your past, that's preventing you from getting to your future. You're stuck. You're stagnating. Don't do that. I want you to be all you can be and then some. But most importantly, I want you to enjoy you. Live for you, love you, enjoy who you are. And you can't do that if you're trying to reinvent your past. That time, take that energy, take that creativity, and invent your future. You can't change the past. You can't change what happened. You can't change anybody's mind. You can't change anybody's opinion. And who cares what they think of you? Who cares what they thought of you? You know who you are. Let it go. Be the best you you can be, moving forward. Throw that garbage overboard and just think about how much better you're going to feel if you don't have to carry that weight around anymore. It will be like somebody taking a blindfold off of you. Your eyes will now be open to all the possibilities of your future, all the possibilities of today. But it can't happen until you let it go. Stop looking back. Enjoy your life. Live for today. Set up for tomorrow. Work on those goals. We're halfway through January. So we have a month and a half before the, well, 2.5 months before the first quarter is over. You should be well into the place where you're starting to make a little traction, where you're starting to see your habits are starting to change, your thought process is starting to change. Once we get further into the first quarter, then we'll start talking about setting up and making plans for the second quarter and what we're going to do and where we're going to go and what our new goals are going to be. We'll review what progress we've made. We'll at that time be able to tweak our plans and see, okay, fell short here, got to step it up over there. And it'll be great. So I want you to think about all of that. I want you to think about how much better I am today than I was yesterday. Even the slightest change. Are you more focused? Are you more disciplined? Are you paying more attention to what it is that you want? Have you thought of new ideas? Even if you haven't made a single motion towards your new goal, the fact that you're thinking about it makes you better than you were yesterday. All right? One of the other garbage bags that we're going to throw overboard tonight, beating yourself up. Stop condemning yourself for things that you did or things that you didn't do. Stop being your own judge and jury. Just stop it. Take that bag, take that doubt, take that shame, take that worry, throw it overboard. That's not who we are. I want you to use the power. I told you last week I'm reading a book called The Power of I Am. Use the power of I Am. Say out loud who you are. I am successful. I am worthy. I am beautiful. I am like all the things that you are. Say it out loud. Tell yourself every single day, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what I have going on. But you need to say, I am. I am going to make it. I am okay. Say it. Live it. Believe it. We're all in this together, and it's going to be all right. That's it for me tonight, dolls. Like I said, I'm tired, and it's only Tuesday. but that's okay. Tomorrow is another day. Until next week, I love you. Keep focused, keep positive, and keep it moving. And if something's on your mind, you know where to find me. Let's talk about it. Good night.